Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood Star Guru, back with another dose of daily wisdom to fuel your journey towards a more balanced and fulfilling life. Today we're diving into something that's tough, but also important. Practicing forgiveness and letting go of anger. Ever felt like you're carrying around this weight on your shoulders? You know, the anger from a past hurt, a perceived injustice, or even just a frustrating interaction. That anger can simmer beneath the surface, poisoning your present moment and making it hard to truly enjoy life. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from its grip. It's about choosing peace over resentment, understanding over bitterness. And trust me, that choice is a game changer. Now, I'm not saying this is easy peasy lemon squeezy, because let's face it, letting go of anger can feel like trying to untangle a Christmas tree after the holidays, messy and complicated. But with some stoic wisdom and a sprinkle of Dylan Brooks' magic, we can make this journey manageable, even empowering. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this path. 1. Understand anger is an illusion. Stoics believed anger is often fueled by our perception, not reality. We get angry when we think something happened that wronged us, but that thought, that interpretation, isn't necessarily the truth. It's like getting caught in a hurricane of your own making. So, take a step back and question those thoughts. Is this anger truly justified, or is it based on assumptions? 2. Focus on what you can control. Remember, you can't control other people's actions, only your reactions to them. It's like that old saying. You can't control the when, but you can adjust your sails. Channel your energy into what matters, your own thoughts, your choices, and how you respond to situations. This doesn't mean being a doormat, it means choosing to react with wisdom instead of letting anger take the wheel. 3. Practice empathy. Ever heard the saying, walk in someone else's shoes? Trying to understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with them, can help diffuse anger. Maybe they're going through something difficult, or perhaps their actions stem from a place of fear or insecurity. This doesn't excuse bad behavior, but it can provide valuable context and create space for compassion. Or, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your energy from negativity to positivity. It reminds you that life is full of good things, even amidst challenges. So, take a moment each day to appreciate the small things: a beautiful sunset, a delicious meal, or the kindness of a stranger. This can help soften the edges of anger and bring a sense of peace. 5. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting, it means releasing the hold that anger has on you. It's a powerful act of self-love, a way to reclaim your peace and move forward with lightness in your heart. Think about a time when someone hurt you deeply. Maybe they betrayed your trust or spoke in kind words. Can you remember how that anger felt? It probably weighed heavily on your mind, stealing your joy and affecting your relationships. Now imagine if you could release that anger, let it go like a hot air balloon floating into the sky. That freedom, that sense of liberation, is what forgiveness offers. Let's say you have a coworker who constantly undermines your ideas in meetings. It's frustrating, right? You might feel tempted to get caught up in their negativity, letting their words fuel your anger. But instead, try this. Remember that their behavior likely stems from insecurity or a need for validation. They may not even realize the impact of their words. Practice empathy. Choose to focus on what you can control, your own contributions and attitude, and let go of the need to retaliate. By doing so, you'll not only protect your peace, but also create a more positive work environment for everyone. So, remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about choosing freedom over bitterness, peace over resentment. It takes courage and practice, but the rewards are immeasurable. You got this. Now, go out there and be the badass, forgiving human you were born to be. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need a little nudge in the right direction. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was from today's episode. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic strength and simplicity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.